Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a hot pants shuffle layer for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12. We're working in the arrangement view, and the style target is jungle and old school drum and bass, so think dusty, rolling, skippy and just a little bit haunted in a good way. The big idea here is simple. We're not trying to replace your main break. We're adding a second rhythmic layer on top of it, something light and percussive that gives the groove a human pulse. If the main break is the engine, the shuffle layer is the little nervous energy sitting on top, making everything feel more alive. Start by opening a new set and setting the tempo somewhere between 160 and 172 BPM. For this lesson, I'd suggest 165 BPM because it sits in a really nice beginner-friendly jungle zone. Keep the time signature at 4/4, then load up your main break. You can use a classic breakbeat loop if you have one, or honestly any drum loop will work while you learn the technique. The key is that the main break should feel solid and readable before we add anything else. If the loop drifts, turn warp on. For drum loops, beats mode is usually the easiest place to start. If you need to preserve the transients, keep an eye on that too. On the main break, keep the processing light. A gentle high pass with EQ8 to clear out sub rumble, maybe a small cut in the muddy low mids if the break feels cloudy, and then a little glue compressor if needed, just enough to hold things together. You want this break to feel punchy and raw, not overly polished. Old school D&B loves a bit of rough edge. Now let's build the shuffle layer itself. This is where the hot pants vibe comes in. The easiest beginner method is to make a new MIDI track and load drum rack. Put a few short percussion sounds in it, like a closed hat, a shaker, a rim click, and maybe one small percussion hit or ghost snare. You do not need a huge kit here. In fact, the smaller and simpler the sound palette, the easier it is to keep the groove clean. Write a one-bar pattern using 16th notes, but don't make it too straight. Let some hits sit off the beat. A simple starting idea is to place closed hats around the off beats and little in-between spaces. Then add a shaker or a rim hit very lightly to help the bar breathe. Leave some holes. That empty space is important. It gives the groove room to swing, and keeps the layer from turning into a blur. Now we bring in swing. In Ableton Live 12, select your MIDI notes and open the groove pool. Try one of the MPC swing presets, like MPC 16 swing or something in that general range. You do not want extreme swing yet. Start with moderate timing, maybe around 40%, and a little velocity variation. Velocity is a really underrated tool here. Before you add more notes, try making some hits softer and some a touch stronger. That alone can make the pattern feel much more human. At this point, listen closely. The shuffle layer should feel like it's leaning into the main break, not fighting it. Think contrast, not constant motion. The main break leads the pocket, and the shuffle layer follows just a little behind. That slight lag is part of the magic. It can make the rhythm feel older, looser, and more alive. Next, zoom in and make tiny timing offsets. This is one of the biggest ingredients in that VHS rave feel. Some hits can sit a few milliseconds late. Some ghost hits can come a little early, and not everything should move the same way. Hats can be slightly lazy. Accents can land right on the beat, and little fill hits can push or pull the bar in subtle ways. We're not trying to make it sloppy, we're trying to make it human. Now add some character. A classic hot pants style layer becomes more interesting when it has little details. A ghost rim hit before the snare, a tiny double hat, a small shaker roll at the end of the bar, or one accented 16th that changes the energy of the phrase. A good arrangement trick is to make a two-bar loop, where bar 1 is lighter and bar 2 gets a little busier. That simple contrast can make the groove feel like it's evolving, without adding a ton of new parts. Now let's dirty it up a bit in a tasteful way. For that VHS rave color, duplicate the shuffle layer or route it to a return track and process it with a subtle texture chain. Start with EQ8 and high pass at around 150 to 300 HC so the layer stays out of the way of the kick and bass. If you want, low pass the top end a little too, especially if the sounds are too bright. Then add saturator with a light drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. After that, erosion can add a little noise texture, and redux can give you some crunchy sample rate flavor if you keep it subtle. A very short room reverb or early reflections can help glue it into the space, but keep the mix low. We want worn tape energy, not a washed out mess. One important note here, if the layer starts sounding harsh, don't just keep adding effects. First reduce the brightness, then saturate. A lot of beginners do the opposite and end up with fizzy percussion that doesn't sit in the mix. We want dusty, not sharp. Now we get into arrangement, which is really where this lesson lives. A shuffle layer is most powerful when it comes and goes. Don't leave it on full blast for the whole track. In the intro, maybe let it stay out completely, or only hide it under a filter so it's barely there. In the first drop, bring it in quietly. In the main groove, let it support the rhythm a little more. Then in the breakdown, strip it back or filter it down. In the second drop, bring it back with more energy. This is where auto filter becomes your friend. Put it after your texture processing and automate the cutoff over time. Start the intro muffled, then open it gradually as the section builds. You can also add a little resonance if you want the sweep to feel more animated, but keep it subtle. The goal is to make the groove wake up over time. That's a very simple way to make a loop feel like a full arrangement. A really effective old school DNB trick is to think in 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. Don't change everything every beat. Instead, make bigger moves at phrase points. For example, over 16 bars, you might start with just the main break. Then add the shuffle layer in bars 5 to 8, open the filter a bit in bars 9 to 12, and then make the layer busier in bars 13 to 16. That kind of gradual evolution feels natural and keeps the track moving without sounding over-designed. If you want to stay organized, name your clips by function. Something like shuffle light, shuffle fill, shuffle dirty, or shuffle open can save you a lot of time later. And if you're building a longer section, create a few versions of the same rhythm. One version can be sparse and clean, another can add ghost notes, and a third can be dirtier and more off-grid. Then you can swap those versions across that arrangement instead of endlessly editing the same clip. Let's talk balance, because this matters a lot. The shuffle layer should usually sit lower than the main drums, often somewhere around 12 to 18 dB below in a rough starting range. That is not a rule, just a starting point. Mute it and ask yourself, does the groove lose motion? If yes, it's helping. Mute it and nothing changes. It's too quiet. Mute it and the whole drum section suddenly falls apart. It's probably too loud. The right balance is the one where you feel the motion more than you consciously hear the layer. Also, check the groove at low volume. This is a great teacher trick. If the pattern still feels alive when it's quiet, it's probably strong. If it disappears completely, it may depend too much on brightness or loudness. Good rhythm design should hold up even when you're not blasting it. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the shuffle layer too loud. Don't use only bright, shiny percussion if you want that dusty jungle feel. Don't put every note exactly on the grid, because that kills the human swing. Don't overdo distortion or it all turns into one noisy block. And don't forget the main break. The shuffle layer only works if it's supporting something already rhythmic and clear. If you want to push it darker and heavier, try using filtered rim shots, vinyl crackle, muted toms, small metallic hits, or short Foley sounds. You can also add a gentle sidechain from the kick or drum group so the layer breathes with the groove. Keep the sub clear at all times. If needed, high pass the shuffle layer aggressively. It is totally fine if it has no low end at all. Here's a simple practice exercise. Set the tempo to 165 BPM, load one main break, and create a shuffle layer with a closed hat, a shaker, and one rim hit. Program a 1-bar loop, then duplicate it across 8 bars. For the first 2 bars, keep it very minimal. In bars 3 and 4, add rim ghost notes. In bars 5 and 6, open the filter slightly. In bars 7 and 8, add a small fill or shaker roll. Then mute and unmute the layer and listen for motion. Your goal is to make the drums feel more alive without making the loop messy. So to wrap it up, the Hot Pants Shuffle layer is really about subtle movement, swing, and texture. It's a layered rhythm that sits on top of the break, adds human feel, and gives your arrangement that dusty VHS rave jungle energy. Start with a solid break, build a simple percussion layer, add swing and tiny timing offsets, color it gently with saturation and filtering, and then use arrangement to bring it in and out with intention. That's the recipe. If you do it right, the groove won't just loop, it will breathe. And that's exactly the kind of alive, skippy, old-school DNB feel we're after.